And you also might call it a polecat, yeah, too, you see. Now, what other kind of small animals might come and, like, bother your hen nest and stuff like that?
Well,
possum. Groundhog.
Rats, sometimes they get bad.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, now, those little animals like that, would you ever call them varmints?
Yeah.
That would be the kind of thing?
Yeah.
That you, they'd all come under the name of varmint.
They come under that name, varmint? Mm-hmm. And what about the little bushy-tailed animals that run up in the trees?
Squirrels.
That eat nuts. What kinds of squirrels do they have?
Gray and fox squirrel.
And what about something that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it doesn't climb trees? I don't think it has as bushy a tail as a squirrel. Like a...
What is he?
Like a chipmunk?
Oh, yeah. Do we have chipmunks?
And the fish, what kind of fish do they have around here?
Catfish and
every kind.
Yeah.
Bass, perch,
and bluegills, and I've heard them talk about them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Most any, every kind.
Mm-hmm.
Rainbow trout.
Oh, rainbow trout. That sounds good. That makes me hungry. Oh, now, those things that make a noise around a pond at night.
Frogs.
And the great big ones that...
Bullfrog.
And then the little ones that you hear in the spring.
Tree frog.
And then the brown things that they hop around and people think they give them warts.
That's just a frog, isn't it?
And, or something like that with...
what do they call it?
Or a toad frog,
Toad frog. Toad frog.
The kind of thing. And what about the things that people dig up out of the ground to go...
Worms?
Fishing with. And then the hard shell thing that moves real slow.
Tortoise.
And when it's in the water, you call it a...
Turtle.
Same. Oh, I see. What, do you ever call it a terrapin?
Terrapin.
Yeah.
That's
one that stays out on the
that's
dirt.
That's one that just stays on the,
yeah,
on the ground. Now, something that you... it looks... It's got something that you find in streams. It's got claws on it and...
Is it alligators?
Well, this would be just little, like, little bitty ones, like you find it, like you turn over a rock and it swims backwards. They use them for bait a lot, I think.
Crawdads?
Yeah. Crawdads. Now, something else that it's got a shell on it that people, of course, they don't have them here, but they catch them in the sea and people eat them a lot. I don't know if you've ever had, but nowadays they probably can freeze them and bring them in. But anyway, they have shells and people fry them and they have little tails on them and they catch them in the ocean.
It wouldn't be,
I was thinking of shrimp, if you...
Well, we never did get,
never
I don't
ever,
know.
The oysters.
No, I was thinking of shrimp if they ever used to bring in any seafood or anything that people...
It might at the grocery store, but I never did see a shrimp, so
mm-hmm,
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was wondering if they ever in the old days. What about, now this is about insects, the kind that come in at night and they fly around your light. They're white and they've got powdery wings.
Well, that's not a moth, is it?
Well, that's what I was wondering. It might.
Seem like that's what they say
mm-hmm.
they are.
Well, is that the same thing that get in people's clothes?
No.
Now, what is that?
Now, that is it's not a flying thing. It's a crawler.
But it is a moth?
But it's a moth.
Oh, I see.
Now, I've heard them call these moth millers or whatever.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Now, the thing that flies around at night with the light in its tail.